Next patient is Tammy Kroll. Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, Kroll, K-R-O-L-L. Date of birth is 8/25/1960. Date of visit 7/26/24. Prisma copy for Kyla Faley, M.D. K-Y-L-A. Faley is F-A-I-L-L-E-M-D. Copy for her, please. Follow up here approximately. I'm sorry. Kyla Faley, K-Y-L-A, Faley is F-A-I-L-L-E-M-D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of asthma and wheezing. Next paragraph. First present illness. This is a 63-year-old overweight female who has had a history of multiple medical problems, including obstructive sleep apnea, history of arthritis with hip surgery, and history of hypertension. And chronic back pain has been using an albuterol inhaler as needed and on montelukast 10 milligrams a day. The patient complains of dryness of her mouth, and he also has chronic sinus drainage, but denies any significant wheezing. Period. She is short of breath with activity and has been trying to lose some weight. She was diagnosed to have obstructive sleep apnea, but unable to use a CPAP mask, and thus has an oral appliance given by the dentist. The patient also is diagnosed to have Sjogren syndrome. Her most recent chest x-ray was in March of 24, which showed no acute lung infiltrate. There's no recent pulmonary function study, but the patient said she has gone to the Mayo Clinic in the past and has had a complete workup there, including CAT scans of the chest. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history includes history of anemia, and history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of chronic insomnia, osteoporosis, hypothyroidism, and history of melanoma. She has asthma and depression. Surgery includes lumbar disc surgery, and right total hip replacement. And total knee replacement on the right. She had a broken ankle repaired and endometrial ablation done. She also had a melanoma resected and vaginal cyst repaired. She had knee surgery and a cholecystectomy, thyroidectomy, cyst removed from right midfinger, tibial ligation, tonsillectomy, and GI endoscopy. Next, medalist. I'm sorry, allergies. Aspirin, naproxen, cipro, penicillin, tetracycline, sulfa, codeine, antihistamines, Medrol, and muscle relaxants. Next, medalist. Synthroid 137 micrograms daily. Xanax 0.5 milligrams HS. And Tessalon Pulse 100 milligrams TID-PRN. Nebulized Albuterol Nipratropium TID. Montelukast 10 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Habits: patient smoked half a pack per day for 37 years and then quit. Alcohol use: beer and wine. Next, family history unknown. Next, system review. The patient has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. She has apnea. She has abdominal pains, heartburn, reflux, and constipation. She has no chest pain or jaw pain. She has no calf muscle pains, but has palpitations and leg swelling. She has easy bruising. She has joint pains, muscle stiffness, fibromyalgia, and headaches, and numbness of the extremities, and no seizures. She has no skin rash, no itching. She has no urinary frequency or burning. And she has no glaucoma or cataracts. She has some hoarseness and postnasal drip. Next, physical exam. This very obese, middle-aged white female. Alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure, 128 by 70. Pulse, 96. Respirations, 20. Temperature, 975. Weight is 205. Saturation, 95. HE India norms, panic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with occasional wheezes in the upper chest with no crackles. Heart, the arthrums are irregular, small as to no mama. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organ. Megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexion of 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesion. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number 2 is obstructive sleep apnea. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4 is degenerative arthritis. And number 5 is exogenous obesity. And Next part of our plan, the patient was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a chest CT without contrast. She will continue with the nebulizer 3 times daily with Duvenep solution and as needed. And single air 10 milligrams once a day. A follow-up visit we arranged after her EFTs are completed. And the patient will continue using the dental device for her obstructive sleep apnea. Can you please add in the past history, the patient also underwent a right hip repair approximately 2 weeks ago, and her hip wound is still healing. Please add that in the final diagnosis. I'm sorry, not final, in the past history. Okay. Follow-up visit be arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Kyla Faley, Kyla Faley, FAILLE, MD. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.